Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Summer. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be. It's 6:33. And 15 seconds to go right along with it. Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Antonio Grillo. They're on the other side of the glass. 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number as we take you right up until the Nets. A game! The Nets! Philadelphia, 7:45. Pre-game right here on your fan. New York City.
A clump of gray-white buildings planted deep in the heart of New York, the nerve center of medical progress, where great minds and skilled hands wage man's everlasting battle against death and disease.
You always hold your breath with the players, and certainly early in spring.
Here is Severino's 0-2, and it's cut on and missed. So Sevy has a 1-2-3 and struck out two.
First thing first is trying to get our arms around exactly what is going on in there, and then hopefully be in a position to get them going again. So panning out and speculating out when that is, first things first, is kind of how I look at it.
Calling Dr. Howard. Dr. Fine. Dr. Howard.
We've run him through a whole bunch of tests. So far, all negative. No new tests are currently scheduled, and but I'm not going to rule out in the next 48 hours that will change. It possibly will change.
Is there a doctor in the house?
I don't think last year has anything to do with my concern level high or low. I mean, it's Sevy and his discomfort that's been off and on that's continued, so that's certainly concerning.
Listen, don't get excited, will you? Doctors can be wrong too, you know. How about a friend of mine? A doctor examined him, gave him only 6 months to live too. Boy, you made a monkey out of that doctor.
What happened?
He lived for almost 8 months.
All right, well, here it is. He throws the change up, the forearm, it gets a little bit tight. Now, of course, you're thinking the worst. But think that when you hear worse. And it'll become more than a concern when the number one stat for the Yankees is they hold the record for most players landing on the IL over two seasons. And it is possible with Severino, Cashman said so. Right now, it is, of course, a concern, but you need to wait before concern turns into panic. However, not a good thing when you have more MRIs than RBIs. But Severino now joins Judge, who is more day-to-day, what with Paxton more month-to-month. And a good thing, Hap not traded, I think you'd agree. The Yankees certainly, without question, need Severino. But in a worst-case scenario, he doesn't make it for opening day. He's going to be shut down for a while. There's a few to choose from. What with Montgomery, you know from him, Cecil, Loaisiga, even King. It is, 5 weeks before the pitchers and the catchers do it for real. So, too early, really, to worry, even though you're a Yankee fan, you're going to worry. And Severino will see the doctor tomorrow. So we ought to at least wait before the panic until we get word from the doctor tomorrow. Question, are you ready for some extra football? Please check the box that says yes. 17 games, yes. 2 extra playoff games, yes. Shorten the preseason from 4 to 3. We are checking the box that says yes. Now, certainly more money for everybody except fans, and to own more revenue, to play, The minimum wage, the maximum wage, always rising. And yes, you might have a bad football game with the extra wild cards, but really, would that be the only bad game we might see during the course of the regular season? You don't get a bad Thursday night game? You do. You don't get a bad Sunday football game? You do. You don't get bad Super Bowl games? And you do sometimes. Sometimes the conversation about the event on Super Bowl Sunday is more with the halftime and more with the commercials and how many prop bets you may win or lose. But again, with all the extra football, the fantasy football, that would be with the arrow going up. A little bit more gambling, that arrow would be going up. The golden goose, having kids, also golden. And the only adjustment we would have, if it does go, and it does seem like this is going to come into place for 2020, the only adjustment we would have if 17 weeks, we would have two byes and only 1 week off between Championship Sunday and the Super Bowl. And anything the NFL, anything with the NFL that might push us, deeper into February, raise your arms, look up into the heavens, and thank the Lord above. And by the way, if the other 11 months were to give February a nickname, Fredo, that would fit. February wants to be your friend, but just doesn't know how to do it. It tries with the Super Bowl and with the halftime show and the commercials, of course. And don't forget the game, of course. But after that first Sunday in February, the month can only make you think of spring and summer and fall when pitchers and catchers report. And the XFL, February will do anything to be your friend. February tries to get on your good side, wants you to watch the Daytona 500. But the news from this year's event was not who won the race, but who survived that awful, horrific crash. And yes, this February, this one, will always be remembered for the lying and the cheating, the shame, the embarrassment that the Texas baseball team brought to the game of baseball with one owner and one commissioner redefining moron. Although, if you stop and think about it for just a moment, because we have heard that some people actually think that Manfred may have done the right thing to get the truth. You got to make it so that they will not get punished if you want to get the truth. And sometimes you may not even get the truth, even with immunity. This we know. The commissioner and the players' union are not on the same page.
In a forceful speech that drew widespread congratulations, President Truman stressed the desire for peace.
The engagement that we're already having with the league on technology and how it's being used is one part of the conversation. We look forward to the second part of that conversation, which is a dialogue about the integrity of the game as a whole.
We are having some conversations with the MLBPA about that. My own view is that we need to drastically restrict in-game access by playing personnel to video. It just has caused a lot of problems.
Come together right now over me.
On behalf of the government and the people of the United States, I extend a warm and hearty welcome to the delegates who have come here from all parts of the world.
We were approached with respect to their intentions to not discipline players. Our legal role and responsibility is inherent in accepting that consideration, which is what we did.
One of the principal complaints seems to be that the Houston players were not disciplined, and that lack of discipline, the immunity, was negotiated with the union that represents players.
Come together right now over me.
Rumors of war still find willing listeners in certain places. If these rumors are not checked, they are sure to impede world recovery.
They didn't progress. There really wasn't much in the way of dialogue, and that kind of goes to what I mentioned before. If there's an opportunity to talk about all the moving pieces, we're willing to talk about all the moving pieces. If there's a conversation that starts with certain parameters that don't address the pieces that we think need to be addressed, then there's really not much to talk about.
Given the player reaction to this issue, I think that I would have to think long and hard about that. And I do think that on a go-forward basis, it's important for us to establish player accountability on these issues.
I don't know if they will ever, players and commissioner, no matter who it might be, will ever be on the same page. And, of course, the players, let's face it, they haven't made. Get immunity, tell the truth if you feel like it, and be set free. If some players don't like it, you just tell them, well, some of you, when someday you too will get caught cheating, some of you may be happy with what the Houston players were given, and you might be pretty much judged on how you go about apologizing too. Again, you stop and think for a moment how the players really, with Tony Clark, whether you're guilty or innocent, he is going to protect you 100%. And if you're among the innocent of all the Major League Baseball players, you have to basically, like we are saying, you basically have to wait your turn. Because the players, they do have it made. They get the immunity, and they tell the truth if they feel like it, and then they are set free. And if some players don't like it, you just tell them, same for you. When someday you too get caught cheating. And what a shock to hear that Kyrie Irving decides on surgery. So I don't think that's a shock. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone. But that word came to us about 45 or so minutes ago. And we shall take your calls right up until these Nets without Mr. Irving. And by the way, with their record at 25 and 28, Kyrie Irving has played in 20 of these 53 games, and with him, they are 8 and 12. Without him, they are 17 and 16.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.